Hi, this is Alicia for This is Lyon, the first news and information guide of Lyon, completely written in English. And for today's podcast, we will talk about the legends and mysteries of the city, full of gory details and danger. It's actually a darker side of Lyon's history no school books will teach you. So here are the four legends. First of all, did Île Barbe really host the Holy Grail? This island is home to numerous legends. It's in the north of Lyon and its name derives from the Latin barba, or in other words, wild and primitive. It's a reference to human sacrifice that might have been performed in ancient times. Eventually, a couple of hermits retired on the island to build an abbey. Later on, Charlemagne gifted this abbey with a unique collection of manuscripts. The priest in charge was called Liedraid, who knew how to read and write, which was surprising at the time. He was the Archbishop of Lyon in 799. But the story takes a turn when Charlemagne's nephew intervened. Have you ever heard of Roland the Brave? He's actually famous for his death in 778, when he heroically died while blowing his horn to alert the army of an enemy ambush. Rumour has it that his horn was preserved in Île Barbe. The historian Leopold Nice wrote in 1890, however, that the monks of the abbey had the 6.5-pound ivory horn, whose inside was painted in red. So is it a legend or reality? Today it is said that the horn was conserved by the descendants of Roland, but no one knows the true details of its journey. Years after, in 1562, Île Barbe was burnt down by the Protestant troops of Baron Adrets. According to the legend, the monks could have hidden a treasure in underground tunnels to protect it from them, but if they did, they hid it so well that no one has found it yet. So mystical origins, historical relics, a hidden treasure, what more can there be on this island? Well, guess what? The island's strange tale doesn't end just yet. Travellers also nicknamed it the Island of the Washerwomen for a pretty deadly reason. Apparently, washerwomen on the island would ask passers-by to help them with their laundry, only to drown them in the River Saône after. And this one just might be true. During the 19th century, many drowned bodies were found in the river. Nowadays, thankfully, drowned bodies are quite rare, maybe because nobody helps the washerwomen anymore. We have the washing machine to thank for that. Could the legend surrounding this island get any more impressive? Well, it can. Île Barbe is rumoured to have effectively welcomed the Holy Grail. Indeed, the first chapel on the island could have been founded by a certain Longinus, which happens to be the name of the soldier who pierced Jesus Christ's flank and later converted to Christianity. The second legend is called La Montée du Gourguillon, and yes, it's a weird name. In Lyon, it's what an old paved street is called, and a few theories can explain where it came from. The first explanation for Gourguillon goes back to the Latin Gurgulio, meaning throat, probably as a reference to the shape. The other explanation is maybe for the Latin Gurges Sanguinis, or the chasm of blood. A bit gory, isn't it? But unfortunately, it might be true. It is said that during the persecution of Christians in 177, so much blood was shed that it flowed like water down the slope and reddened the Saône. A less bloody reason for the strange name is that it's derived from an onomatopoeia, imitating the sound of raindrops falling on the road. And the last explanation may be the most mysterious one. On the 14th of November 1305, Pope Clement V was consecrated in Lyon, witnessed by the French king Philippe le Bel. But suddenly, a wall fell down, killing a bunch of people, including the Pope's brother, Jean II of Britain. As a result, the panicked crowd knocked the Pope over and he lost his tiara. A gemstone fell out and was buried under the rubble, and probably still is. The next legend is named The Mystery of Rue Juivry and takes place in the Vieux Lyon. It's an enigma that has intrigued the Lyonnais for centuries. And if you want to dig deeper, be careful. It cost the son of King François' life in 1536, as he was supposedly poisoned for getting too close to the solution. Take yourself to Juivry Street. It's the Middle Ages. To contextualize, the Jewish community settled in the neighborhood, using numerous traboules to protect themselves from persecution. Some of Lyon's most important families lived there, and rumours started to spread about a mysterious and priceless diamond acquired from the Middle East. Jews could have hidden it somewhere to avoid being robbed of their fortune, So the court took an interest in the diamond, and nobles such as Catherine de Médicis started to investigate. That is, until the Dauphin's sudden death. The doctors of that time, unable to explain it, concluded that he was poisoned. The Duke took with him his claim to the throne and Lyon's only chance to become the capital of France. Just like that, the stone of the Middle East quietly faded from memory, until a new legend arose. Now, we're back on Rue Juivry, but it's 1617. Outside House Lantillon, 11 sculpted lions' heads are curved on the wall, each one slightly different from the others. According to a legend, a fabulous gemstone lies behind one of these heads. To find where the gem lies, you have to notice the tiny differences between the heads. But here's the true question. Why Maison Lantillon when the old town has many other hiding places? Because of good old Nicholas Flamel, the famous alchemist who's said to have found the Philosopher's Stone. Rumour has it that Flamel promised one of his two daughters to marry a young man of Lyon, but his daughter, however, didn't quite agree with the match, and frankly chose to become a nun instead. Slightly embarrassed, Nicholas Flamel offered to console the young man by giving him an enigma to solve. A drawing of 11 lions' head, aligned on 3 rows, leading to a fabulous treasure. However, when the young man and his friend found it, because they did, no original outcome was to be made of it. They just used the money to buy private mansions and decorated them with lion's head. According to Flamel, many more treasures must have been hidden by the Jews before they were expelled from France by Philippe le Bel in 1306. The owner of Hôtel Gadagne even told that he found one of them, a story so beautiful you wish it was true. The last legend sounds too big to be true but definitely stayed as solid as a rock. Ever heard of Gros Caillou in La Croix-Rousse? Once upon a time, on a cold winter morning, God decided to visit Earth. There, he witnessed a heartbreaking event in Lyon. A bailiff was expelling a canoe in front of his pregnant wife and their 3-year-old child. The family was freezing and was left no place to live. So God decided to punish the bailiff and turned his heart into a pebble to show him that he had a heart as a stone. He ordered him to keep pushing the rock until he found someone more evil than him. The more he pressed on, the bigger and the bigger the rock would become. Then the bailiff went down the hill of Croix-Rousse and wandered around the streets of Lyon. But no matter how evil the people he met, such as lawyers, judges, priests, the rock would not stop. He walked for so long that he made it back to the heights of Croix-Rousse, and the rock had become enormous, making it incredibly hard to push. Suddenly, when he had given hope of ever stopping, the rock turned around and halted. Just then, the bailiff saw a building manager passing by. He had finally found someone more evil than him to take his place. This is quite an amusing tale, but the Gros Caillou actual story is still not ordinary. The mineral composition of the rock tells us that it comes from the Alps region, 200 kilometers away from Lyon. It must have drifted down in the Rhône during the Riss glaciation about 140,000 years ago, and it was discovered in 1861 during the construction of Lyon's funicular. Anyway, extracting the rock demanded huge funds, and the construction was delayed. The Gros Caillou was displayed as a symbol of the strength and tenacity of the Lyonnais, and as a reminder of the connection between Croix-Rousse and the Presqu'île. So this is the end of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and we wish you pleasant dreams of Lyon from now on. Bye!